We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Overnight, the president-elect announcing on Truth Social that he is prepared to tackle immigration by declaring a national emergency. The president-elect confirmed reports that his administration will use military assets to enforce mass deportation, saying the plans will, quote, reverse the Biden invasion of immigrants coming into the U.S. Our partners over at The Hill report over 1.5 million people currently live and work in the country and have a humanitarian or temporary legal status. They are at risk of being pushed out by the Trump administration. Mass deportations, this is something that Trump has long promised on the campaign trail. He recently brought on former ICE director Tom Homan as his border czar. Homan, a staunch critic of Biden border policies and a supporter of Trump's plans for mass deportations, has already told illegal immigrants to start packing. Homan will be in charge of carrying out Trump's plans at the border, including these plans for mass deportations, which now Trump overnight confirms will include the military.
The military. Oh, my God. Hi, everybody. Happy Monday. It's crazy. This weekend was crazy. It was just nuts. It used to be a Friday night news drop, a dump. Now it's the whole weekend. It was just woo. Just amazing. I hardly even watched any sports because it was just endless chaos, endless breaking, endless appointments, endless this, endless that. Oh, we're going to, It finally became apparent to me what's going on. Are you interested? Okay, it's really, really easy. Do you remember the TV show The Apprentice? Do you remember that? Do you remember The Celebrity Apprentice even? Okay, that is what Trump's cabinet is. It's another version of The Celebrity Apprentice. That's all it is. He is picking people who will fight each other. He is picking people who will go at each other. He is picking, okay, if you have Elon, right, and Elon is a social media mogul, or he's looking to, mine Mars for rare earth minerals, you do know that that's what he's interested in Mars in. It's not about living there. No, it's about mining there. It's about taking the rare earth minerals there because we're going to need them. And so that's what this is about, him getting there first and whatever. But if you have Elon Musk, who is a social media magnet now, right, and you put somebody in charge of the FCC who says they're going to regulate now social media, can you see how Elon and the new FCC regulator, might go at each other? Just a small example, just a teeny tiny one. Can you see how using the military to do deportations would actually put Trump at odds with the military? And it might just end up a little differently than Donald Trump is banking on. It might. Now, for those of you who have faith in people who serve in the military and you don't think that they would attack their fellow Americans, I don't either. I have faith in the military, too. And, so Donald Trump is now saying that he's going to go and he's going to court-martial the generals who were responsible for the Afghan withdrawal debacle. And again, that might turn out just a little bit differently than Donald Trump is banking on, because Donald Trump is the one that met with the Taliban, and Donald Trump is the one that released 5,000 prisoners from Pakistani prisons that the military had captured at great threat to life and limb, and were able to put them over here and get them off the battlefield. And then Trump came in and released them and pulled our forces down to the mere little, tiny little speck of 2,500 and handed it off to Biden to finish. So if you want to blame Biden, well, then you have to blame Trump too, don't you? So this might turn out just a little, just a tad, just a touch differently than Donald Trump is banking on. Now, Tom Homan, I have a funny feeling. I know why he's not, been made, the person who's in charge of the Department of Homeland Security. And instead it's, Kristi Noem, everybody, from South Dakota, where, she's being invaded by bears? Maybe it's dogs because, you know, she doesn't, she kills them. No, I don't know. I mean, okay, at least she has some executive experience. At least she's run a state, you know, a little tiny one. And she's banned from all of the reservations that make up a good chunk of South Dakota because they hate her. But at least she was an executive of something somewhere. But Holman didn't get that gig. Holman was not nominated because Holman could never pass Senate confirmation, not even with a friendly bunch of Republicans in the, you know, mid-50s, like 53 Republican senators, not even then. Not even then. You know why? You know why? Holman goes to some very interesting conferences. I don't know what else to call this. Do you know anything about a Christian cult called the Rod of Iron? Anybody? Is it ringing a bell? Okay, let me backtrack for you. So there is a newspaper where a lot of the right-wing people get information. It's not real information. It's just things that, you know, double down on their crazy, wacky beliefs. It's called the Washington Examiner, and it's very reassuring for them because they can read in print all this crap that they believe. Well, the person who owns that particular publication is the Reverend Sung Young Moon of the Moonies fame. And he owns that paper. So he has two sons, two of them. And they sort of split off from the Unification Church, which is the Reverend Sung Young Moon's Mooney Church. And they formed their own church called the Rod of Iron. The Rod of Iron. And each and every year they have their Freedom Festival, where their pastor in chief, Reverend Sung Young Moon's son, well, both of them, Justin and Sean, okay, actually hold their festival. And I don't know if you know what they worship. It's actually the AR-15. Uh-huh. And they wear crowns made of bullets. Mm-hmm. And so they actually had their Rod of Iron Freedom Festival in October of this year. I believe it was October 21st. The Nation magazine, Christina Vandenhoevel, who you may know from progressive circles, she went to see what it was and how freaky it really is, and wrote a 9-paged article about how bizarre and terrifying the whole experience was. And at that particular, well, let me just give you the opening line from the festival. It was in Greeley, Pennsylvania, okay? And it was in a muddy field, and it was just, you know, just an October rainy, muddy day. And at this point, the Reverend Hyung Jin Shun Moon, who they call Sean, came on stage in his signature crown of bullets, clutching his AR-15, and stood underneath a big tent and said, quote, this is the opening of it. In John chapter 2, we see that Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, is an assault weapons manufacturer. I'm not kidding. And that's how it began. Do you know who attended this thing? That's right, Tom Holman. Tom Holman, the deporter-in-chief, the author of The Family Separation Policy, a guy who left and went to work for the Heritage Foundation and wrote the deportation portion of Project 2025. Now, what's really fascinating is also was there Michael Flynn. Yes, that Michael Flynn of QAnon fame. Michael Flynn, the former national security advisor, a non-confirmation needing position in the first Trump cabinet, was also in attendance at the Rod of Iron Freedom Festival this past October, just a couple weeks ago, actually. And another guy named Ivan Raiklin, who has the deep state hit list. Yes, he crafted, created, and put people's names on for targeting a list called the Deep State Hit List. And there are the list of people, and they're mostly journalists, who they will go after.